Welcome to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Let's get right to the most pressing headlines of the week. It's not about the right or the left, it's just about the truth. Let's do this. Hi, everybody. Oh, I hope you had a good week. Oh, we're getting into spring faster than we realize, right? And this year is going to slip by so quickly, just like it did last. And I also just want to tell you, get over to the New American. Some wonderful articles that were just put up today. And oh my gosh, they just always have a good influx of really good reporting and deciding which stories to report. What are the most important stories that you need to hear? Kind of like this show too. What are the most important headlines on the weekend from the week? And so here we are. I really do hope you check out thenewamerican.com. As a researcher, over the last 13 years, I'll tell you that good research is good research, and I know the difference. So I am telling you, New American has it nailed in reporting. And thenewamerican.com, and make sure and subscribe. And also, so there was a big, you know, I would say bill. We'll concentrate on this. The House put through the Laken bill. And this has to do with illegals. Except for the fact that, and this is what mainstream media is not telling you, is that they could very much do something about the border. But they're not. Our side, my Republican side, if we're on sides, I hate sides, as you can tell. But the Republican side, it's getting really nauseating, the number of excuses we're getting. Mike, a Speaker of the House, was saying Biden needs to do something. No, that's actually not his role. It's Congress's role to do something about the border. And we have the power in the Congress. So now why aren't we doing anything with that power? And I talk about this all the time because I'm not seeing any results of utilizing the win, you know, got to get the majority in the House and in the Senate. Well, what do we do with the win? Nothing. So I want to tell you about a little shift, though, that's happening with this bill. So this bill, I was reading through the text of this bill, and I was talking to my friend, my constitutional attorney and friend and expert, Chris Ann Hall, and about several different things. This bill is saying that if the illegal commits fraud or forgery, theft over $100, that ICE has to detain them. I know you're probably thinking right now, well, I don't understand. What do you mean? ICE has to detain him. And the thing is this is ICE's role. Let me read you ICE's role. It's really simple. They wake up in the morning. They know exactly what their job is. ICE, I-C-E, the ICE department enforces immigration laws. It identifies, apprehends removable non-citizens, detains these individuals, and removes illegal non-citizens from the United States. That seems simple, right? Their job is when they come across an illegal or somebody's reported on or whatever the situation, they are there to then remove illegal non-citizens from the United States. They only have one job. Don't you love that phrase? They only had one job, okay? So what's interesting about this bill that everybody should probably realize, because it's a big shift, actually, two things. Number one, they switched the attorney general. They took that out and they put in Homeland Security. That's weird. Why did they need to do that? The other thing was adding this piece, which was, first of all, they're saying they mourn the death of Laken. Well, that's one person in the whole United States. Yeah, her death's important, and so are all the other ones, too. It was really strange how fast we got this bill up, okay? And so then it talked about the fact that if they've arrested for or been convicted of a crime, right? Shoplifting, burglary, theft, or larceny. Sorry, not forgery. Those four. Burglary, theft, larceny, or shoplifting. That they are now subject for detainment by ICE. I'm sorry, isn't ICE... why is it, and could it be, dependent now just on, are they a criminal? Are we softening the barriers now? Oh, well, ICE isn't probably going to get remove all the illegals, but ICE is there if they commit a crime. Well, now they're fair game for ICE. When did ICE's role change? Because I'll tell you something about this bill. It's unnecessary because we're already supposed to detain and deport illegals, crime or no crime. That doesn't matter. They're illegals. They're in this country illegally. And I'll tell you, you know, if you're still going to Fox News because you're conservative, please stop doing it. Fox News continuously calls them migrants. Why? Because they're shifting behavior towards the people coming across the border that we know are Chinese, Venezuelan, all from all over the place. Okay. They're not just Mexicans coming over. And we keep getting told this lie. And this guy was actually a Venezuelan. But this problem has been ongoing. It doesn't matter who's president. This problem has kept going. We had the House, the Senate, and the presidency when Trump was in 2017. We did nothing about the border. Not one single thing. Lots of excuses were served up effectively. You know, I get leftist, globalist, communists want to destroy this country piece by piece. They don't love it. They don't understand it. And that's important to know. They don't understand the country. And they are in lockstep, okay? Moving forward in lockstep. But what really gets me is when the right pretends to love the country, my right, right? Because I'm a registered Republican, and they do stuff like this. Now, we know that they could pass a bill. What they're saying is this is a piece of what they want to do on the border. No, they could do the border. Let's be honest. They could do it today. They're not doing it. They're not doing it. And when you look at this, this is really strange wording that they're replacing. And they were striking the word release and by striking grant, revocation, or denial and inserting just revocation and denial. Enforcement by Attorney General of the state. They are striking to be the Homeland Security. Why the shift in that? Inserting Secretary of Homeland Security. So trying to kind of remove the process by which they are supposed to be detained and then gone away and then going what straight to Homeland Security? It doesn't make any sense, does it? It's not supposed to, because it's a big fat excuse as to why they're not doing anything about the border. Do you know how quickly they came up with this? Do you know how quickly they could come up with a border bill? And the thing is we already have laws in place. We already have so much in place. So the measures that they would need to take as Congress could be much more dynamic now, because it's treason at this point to keep allowing this to happen and to keep allowing these people to fly in and busloads in and all the rest. They are trying to fundamentally change our country. Are they building a standing army in our country quietly? It's a great way to coup a country, isn't it? We were already couped with election fraud. Now this. And it's huge. It's a big problem. And the churches are now really getting involved. The churches are really starting. I did a show on this. The churches are, you're going to start to see more and more and more of the churches being told they need to deal with the illegal issue. They need to bring illegals in and harbor them and feed them. And so now you have the church ladies saying, we're going to feed them out of a Christian necessity. Well, is it also Christian, right, to defy the law like that and allow people to come into the country illegally? But see, the churches were co-opted a long time ago by their 501c3s, and the government was able to tell them what to do. And this is a very, very, very big problem for us, because with the churches doing this, they're trying to send a message that, see, it's just compassion. You know what else is compassion? It's compassion not to bring in people into this country that are going to destroy it, not understand it, and not stand for it. It's compassion toward us to make sure that people are vetted. We didn't say nobody could come in. We said that you needed to be vetted and go through a process so we know who you are. There is absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. And to make that something that's criminal now, and that charity and compassion are taking in illegals through the churches, not okay. And this bill is not okay. I'll be right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
Hi, welcome back. The New American Weekly with Kate Daly. How are you? Go to thenewamerican.com and also Birch Gold. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. And what's going to happen is you're going to get some free information because right now, you know, looking back at the G7 that just happened, they were actually discussing the regulations for digital currency. There are many people out there that say digital currency coming is just a theory. Well, then why are they hammering out the details, all these countries together, as they're all on board and creating regulations? It's coming. And the way it comes, I wouldn't trust the way that they do it. Usually it's going to be on a disaster. Usually it's going to be on something that happens, could wipe out your accounts, could do a lot of things just to be safe because we don't know how they're going to get rid of cash and bring in the system that they love for total control is to shore up your IRAs and shore up your retirement with gold. Okay. Very important measure. You can still take advantage of this. It doesn't cost you anything. What are you waiting for? I would go ahead and do that. Text Birch Gold 989898 is the phone number on your phone and text my name, Kate. There've been a, okay. So not only is that Lakin bill very strange, it was unnecessary. It was weird. And it was, hey, if you find an illegal in the country, now you really do have to detain them if they burglarize or they're arrested for burglary or larceny. Or, I mean, isn't that a given already? Why do we have a bill doing this? I think they shifted the process by which the attorney generals versus Homeland Security deal with it. And I also think that they shifted it to... illegals are just migrants and they're okay until they commit a crime and then ICE has to deal with them. That's your bottom line. That's what I think's going on after looking at the bill. Number two, New York. Hochul, boy, is she a hot mess. She is one crazy, interesting woman. And really and truly, she would be great leading China. She's very much Chinese without looking like she's Chinese. Very, very communist in the way that she approaches things. And she's just very, very strange. Anyway, there was a speech on March the 4th. And the speech was, and the news talked about this. She talked to the news and said, our violence is so down. Our violence hasn't been this good since 2017. Why did she do that? Because a couple, you know, the next day, all of a sudden, several attacks, just random, crazy attacks. Very strange and interesting timing because we haven't seen something like this, right? We haven't seen a conductor get attacked. I mean, it was just really weird. And then the next day, today, she comes out and she talks about how she's putting the National Guard on the subway, and now everybody is subject to these unreasonable searches, just like a TSA, but more random. And the bottom line is they're going to get away with it because of the DHS regulations. They're going to get away with this, just like they do with the TSA, because they can say, don't ride the subway, or they can say, don't fly if you don't want to deal with it, because you have to subject voluntarily to it. Okay. And that's the whole like annexed part is the voluntary. Okay. Here's my bag. Okay. So they are going to get away with this. I wouldn't say it's constitutional, but they're getting away with it. because we perverted the laws, and also what reasonable versus unreasonable search is. And they're going to get away with this. I was on the OAN network talking about this with Allison and also on Steve Bannon's The War Room. This is an interesting turn because I'm going to say something that's very controversial about this. And we have a history in this world of perpetrating false flags to get things done. And I believe this was a false flag, actually. I believe that people were set up to do these attacks. The timing was too perfect. I think she had the speech ready to go, knew these attacks were going to happen the following day, and then also served up the solution just one day later. And that was the National Guard. National Guard. a couple of incidences is now the National Guard police presence. And she's calling it a deterrent. A deterrent or a planned event? A planned and executed event to take away more liberty on our tax-paid subways and, you know, airlines and everything else, right? It was really interesting to hear her say, well, it's just a deterrent, so you can't, you know, you just can't go on the subway if you're not going to subject yourselves to this because this is needed. Is it needed? Was it needed? No, of course not. A couple of incidences makes that needed now? That is never warranted or needed. Okay, 1,000 National Guard to check bags on subways? Come on. The thing was just a little too convenient. And I think this was in the works for a while, but they needed an excuse to execute this. And boy, was she ready with a plan. It didn't even take her hours to come up with a big old plan where she did all this. And what I find interesting is you can get a police presence somewhere in the matter of 24 hours. You just can't get it down to the border. Isn't that ironic? So the very state, New York, that's allowing illegals to commandeer the place is now telling your New York taxpaying citizens that are actual citizens of America that they have to be unreasonably searched to get on the subway. And my conversation on the OAN network was with Allison was, look, we are seeing a lot more articles on airline safety and, ooh, what a pain it is to fly. And, oh, you might not get to your destination. And, oh, the problems. Okay. Now we're seeing this on subways. We'll see more of this on trains. They already have it to some degree, but more of it. And so wait for those events to happen, because I think events will throw us into something that happens on that so that they can do this on trains too. More so. And then, of course, travel. They don't really want you traveling freely. They would like you to stay within blocks of containment. I'll call it containment to be nice. 15-minute cities are kind of like FEMA camps without the actual word FEMA camp. It's like you're going to stay here until we give you permission or carbon credit to leave, and you have to earn it like a slave, and you can't leave this 15-minute parameter, but hey... You're free. You're an American. See, here's the problem. We love the idea of being an American, but do we sacrifice for it? Do we understand it? Do we push back? Do we do anything to get back our own lost liberty? No, we love the idea of being free. And it sounds like they're going to get away with doing a lot to us, but they are certainly trying to curtail people. They want you to stay home unless you would either like to be NSA'd to death, spying wise, or you go earn your carbon credit to travel anywhere. That's what's so sad about this whole thing is that it really is leading down that road. And I don't think people are seeing it as much as they should. Just like with the COVID stuff, when we said this is really what it is, now the CDC is saying what they're saying about it, and I'll tell you that when we get back. But it's like listen up, because this is the recipe they use every time. And so be very aware of 15-minute cities. Be very aware of what their goals are, most importantly. I am going to come right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. I'm so happy you are. And, of course, get over to thenewamerican.com for the latest in news and the latest in articles from some of the best reporting I've ever seen. So, and that's saying something because I do a lot of research. Also, get over to activatefiq.com. Get their brand new histamine for allergies. It's all natural. Fantastic. And their sleep product actually doesn't make you drowsy the next day, and it works really well. The sleep product is so good. You know, the reason I like FIQ, F as in Frank, IQ, FIQ, activatefiq.com is because the absorption in the body. That's why. The absorption in the body is not like any other supplement you're going to get. And don't bother with over-the-counter supplements. They won't even hardly do what Activate FIQ can do. And the prices on Activate IQ, FIQ are really low. And you can use the code KATE to get a better savings. But here's the deal. They go into your body. They actually do what they're supposed to do. A lot of the over-counter, over-the-counter stuff, sorry, I could talk, does not work. So as well or at all. And so please get the products that your body will recognize as real supplements because we need them. ActivateFIQ.com, code word is Kate. So I was on the War Room this week and I was talking about Super Tuesday. And I want to bring this up because there's some things about Super Tuesday that I think the people don't realize. If you look up Super Tuesday, what's interesting is if you say, why do we have Super Tuesday? Go do this. And I'm challenging you actually at this point. Because when you look it up, you're going to find numerous articles that say, why do we do Super Tuesday and what is it? Although when you click on every single one, I looked at probably 20 of them. So I'm going to say every single one because I didn't see any changes in any of the articles. They're not going to tell you why. They're only going to tell you that it started around 1988. And they're going to say that that this is the big weekend where you get to find out who the nominees are. Okay. Now, what Americans should be asking, what we actually need to know, is why do we have Super Tuesday? What was it? Why did they start doing this? Because I assure you, the founders would never have never appreciated Super Tuesday. They didn't want anything like this. Super Tuesday is really what we should call party manipulation night because it's the two-party system manipulator influencer night. And there's a reason I say that is because back in 1968, there was a convention in Chicago and Humphrey was nominated, although he wasn't running. And all of a sudden, instead of just dealing with this one convention, they turned it into an event that nationally that we had to solve a problem. Boy, I see a recurring theme here, right? Sudden problem. And then they have the solution. And this is it's actually kind of sad when you think about it because of the background of this, but they actually formed a committee, Nixon did, and they formed a committee on how they were going to deal with this so-called problem, even though it wasn't a problem anywhere else. And how they wanted to deal with Super Tuesday, like how they could influence more the candidates, I should say, on both sides of the aisle, and how they could very early on get the momentum and the influence to dictate who your candidates were going to be for president. That's how it works. It's sad, but that's how it works. And so they established the McGovern-Fraser Commission to examine the nominating process. And they wanted sweeping reforms, although it wasn't actually reforms. It was actual manipulation. It was actual influence to the point that they should have never been able to do this. Now, what they told everybody was, we took the hands out of the back room, you know, cigar-smoking, dark power broker room, and make the process more democratic. That's exactly what it didn't do. That's what they told people. They got away with it. They lied. But it was actually more of a, we're going to set the party system in concrete, and we're going to make sure that early on we're doing a Super Tuesday event that isn't necessary because people can just vote on the day they vote. You know, when it comes around every 4 years, but they wanted the influence, they wanted the momentum, and the media got behind it to make sure that the media was going to tell you who had the momentum and who to vote for. See, this is really interesting because at the same time, just a couple of years before 1968, they had come out and they had invented, I think it was the end of 65, they invented the new punch card for voting. Okay. So they invent this new punch card and they start utilizing it. Okay. But then remember I told you the media tells you it started in 88. What's interesting about 88 was that this was the same time that they invented electronic voting. Two big shifts in voting. By the way, they told you a lie, too. There was articles that told you that, oh, that punch card voting from 1968. Yeah, we've been doing that, but it doesn't work. Right? It doesn't work. Because in 2000, in the Bush-Gore hanging Chad thing, right? Remember that? 2002. So we got to that point, and in 2002, they did a committee saying... it was 2000, then 2002 was the committee where they got this committee together and again said, we need another government committee and we need to review the process again. And there were big, huge red flag voting changes with the system at the same times, around the same times that they were ushering in the influence of Super Tuesday to get the momentum for two-party system. Very weird. And I wanted to pass that on to you because I did think it was very, very strange. So you had the election of 2088 when they introduced electronic voting. And then in 2002, after they formed the committee and they wanted to, you know, it was it wanted to make sure you could vote right. 2002 was about the time where we started hooking it up to the internet and started adding Albert sensors that could be controlled through the internet. Now, the government today will tell you quite convincingly that it's not hooked up to the internet. The software, the computers are not hooked, or the voting machines, which is an out-and-out lie. It's the whole voting process is actually overseen by the internet department. I know. You can't make this stuff up. Albert sensors were brought in, and I think they really changed the game for the voting process because the numbers in the back, that when the software gets changed from one destination to the next to get counted is when there's a problem. You could stand in front of the machine all day long and put in votes and it'll take the vote in and everybody goes, see, it works. Let's go to lunch. That's not the problem. The problem is when the data is exchanged and when the data goes from one place to the next is when you can multiply it by 1,000 one vote, or you can divide it by 1,000 one vote, you know, and that's where the problem is. And so we have a huge software problem. And I've been talking about this for, oh my gosh, almost a decade, because in California, it went to court. And these, it was called GEMS, G-E-M-S. And now it's called Dominion. They've changed names a lot. They like to do that. It doesn't leave the paper trail. People don't connect the dots that it's all the same kinds of software going into the machine. But there's a heavy manipulation process. We all saw that in 2020, didn't we? We saw the numbers change overnight. Very strange. We knew the country was behind Trump, and all of a sudden Biden is declared winner. Not only winner, most popular man in history. He couldn't even get his own 10% of his own party to vote for him in 2016 because he was such a joke. Couldn't complete a sentence, put his foot in his mouth, said racist things all the time, was just horrid. Okay? Party puppet, party rat. Couldn't even get 10% of the vote in 2016. And all of a sudden, he's the most popular man in history. You guys believe that? So, Super Tuesday and taking over voting and taking over the voting systems was the most important thing, but they wanted both. And that's my point. They were going to get both. And sadly, we are the recipient of that. So I ask you again, why is Trump running if he knows it's rigged? Can you answer that question? Goes down a deeper rabbit hole, but let me tell you, there's questions. It's awfully quiet out there. Something doesn't feel right. I'll be right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Obviously can't talk today. Oh, you can go to Kate Daly Radio as well and catch daily podcasts that I put out. And of course, katedalyradio.com and of course, thenewamerican.com. I love that. You can also find this show there. You can find many great podcasts there as well, talking about the issues. We're covering the most pertinent issues of the week. And honestly, you know, when I started radio, sometimes I was looking for things to talk about. Not anymore. You know, each day I probably have 50 screens in front of me, and I got to dial that down. So even these things that I'm talking about, you know, you try to get to the things that you've got to know from the week, but there's probably 20 things that you should probably know that are going on right now. And that's our news cycle, though. It's very strange. You know, it's awfully quiet. I said it was awfully quiet about, I don't know, something just seems off, doesn't it? I mean, there's not a lot of opposition going on. Trump swept, which I would imagine he would. I think a majority of the country wants him in office. And I like Trump. I also feel like sometimes when you're casting a vote, though, for the office of president, you're voting for the deep state, because the deep state actually runs the country. And the president is just the face of the country. And so I say that in all sincerity. I have a hard time voting for president, because if you're going to vote for president, know what you're voting for. If you're saying, I want this person to be president because they're the face of the country, then you're being more honest. Then I'm voting for this person to save the country. The only people that save the country are you and me, us. The people have to save it, just like the people had to go to task and create the country. We're the only ones that can save it. DC is so corrupt. It's so disgusting. It's so swampy. It's so dark that when it comes to national races, when it comes to governors, they're so bought and paid for. Even local, bought and paid for, right? Governments, a lot of infiltration. They got into the cities and counties. This is where they really have had a field day. The influence, like Super Tuesdays, all these mechanisms that they've put into place that we don't even question anymore, the voting systems and everything, the people are going to have to save this country. We're going to have to band together to save this country. So when you cast a vote, have the intent of what you're really voting for, I would say. And that's why people need to get their emotions out of it. A lot of times we vote for people because we're actually ascertaining whether or not we want to go to dinner with them. Do we want to go to dinner with them? Do they seem nice? Do they seem like somebody I get along with? Do I want to spend time with them? People, we're not dating these people, okay? You're supposed to put a vote of confidence that they will be great in that position, but also know that there are other people running the show and that we've allowed this in our country because we didn't ask better questions. We weren't curious and we haven't done our job. So we get what we pay for, and that is a lot of corruption and a lot of looting. And selling off our country to the highest bidder. Get a land patent. The information is at katedalyradio.com, right under show notes. The phone number, the email, everything is right there, and you'll know everything you need to know about getting a land patent. And it's not hard, doesn't hardly cost anything to do, because they stopped giving us those patents in the 1940s. Okay? When you buy a home, you used to get a land patent. You used to get a patent. You don't anymore. There's a reason that they omitted that by deception. Also, we have the new office called Pentagon. It's from the Pentagon. Sorry, it's called Perception Management. Perception Management. I know you're probably going, wait, what? What did you just say? Yeah, there's a new office. And this office is all about managing your perceptions about climate, your perceptions about everything, your perception. And back after 9/11, they did the Office of Strategic Influence. Do you guys remember that? Office of Strategic Influence. And this was about shaping your idea about who our enemy is. I literally cannot make this up. Because I think when you're lying to people, you have to go in with an operation to figure out how to penetrate the lie, market the lie, solidify the lie. Because if it was truthful, you wouldn't have to do any marketing at all, right? You really wouldn't. But because it's not, they have the Office of Strategic Influence. And before that, they had Project Mockingbird back in the 50s. So this isn't the first time. They had to shape behavior, modify us, behavior modification. They had to shape our views by putting people in the CIA intelligence into journalism and into editors and into all of these fields so they could shape our opinions on a daily basis. They did the Men Are Pigs Project, which is basically from the 1960s on telling you that men are worthless. You got to love the liberal woman that stands there with her hand out to her husband that says, I'm a liberal, and then says, give me your paycheck. Thank you for working all week. Although they don't even say thank you. It's just expected. But it was the Men Are Pigs Project that ensued to tell us that men are nothing. And Hollywood will tell you that over and over in sitcoms and in kid shows. The men are bumbling idiots and the moms know what's going on, right? We have a lot of cases of behavior modification through the years. I was looking at a G.I. Joe through the years, and back in the 1960s and 70s, G.I. Joe had a full beard, looked masculine, square jaw. Now I looked at the action figure of G.I. Joe. Then now you look at Ken. He's changed through the years, too, Ken and Barbie. Ken now looks metrosexual. He's wearing pink lipstick and has a really nice hairdo with nicely shaped brows. And he is got his little tight skinny jeans on and a nice little shirt and pointy shoes. And with no particular physique at all, just kind of a woman's body, like a 12-year-old girl's body. That's your Ken doll. They've been shaping us, modifying us. They're into behavior control. I think the main goal of the intelligence operations around the country were not so much foreign entities, as they told us, but shaping and telling us how we were going to behave and how we were going to perceive things. So now we have perception management. We also have the CDC coming out this week and saying, oh, COVID, yeah, 4 years later. Yeah, that's just treat it like the flu. No biggie. What? This is what I was saying in 2020, and I was getting death threats. Yeah. Germaphobes were giving me death threats, even though they couldn't look out the window and see anybody just dying in the street, because the news, the Perception Management Office of America and fake Fauci were telling them people were dying everywhere. They just believed it without any proof, just believed it. The only people that died were in hospitals on an experimental drug called remdesivir, matched with a ventilator, which was a recipe to basically drown you from the inside out. That's why people died, not because of COVID. And now they're saying COVID is the flu, even though at the time the flu disappeared. And remember they said, oh, I know, it just disappeared. Well, that was fortunate. Now we're going to use all those metrics. I remember the speech. Now we're going to use all those metrics for COVID. That speech was given in May. on the steps of the White House. We're going to use all the metrics because it disappeared. It's so fortunate. And here's COVID. And now they're saying COVID, well, just treat it like the flu. Honey, it is the flu. We've been saying that on this show for 4 years. I've been saying it here. I'm telling you, it's the flu, and it's a cold, and it's pneumonia, and it's every illness that it's already its own illness. COVID was a nice label that they gave out. And they tried to convince everybody, and they changed lives, and you didn't go to funerals, and you didn't visit grandma, and you didn't have a wedding, and you were deprived of your liberty in basic takedown of, well, basically it was martial law without being martial law because we voluntarily bought into it, kind of like a search at the New York subway. And we need a big lesson in what we believe and what we don't. And I think that's a God thing. I think you got to listen to your gut and know when you're being lied to. So we need to become better people so we have more access to those thoughts and feelings on a regular basis. So we know when we're perception management is afoot and telling us things, what to believe and what not to believe. So they're going to go after disinformation, even though they're the kings of disinformation. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? It's worked for them for years. It's worked for them for years. So they're going to continue on doing it. They'll hand something down next. It's when the media and government are not lockstep and not talking about it is when you need to worry. So if you think, well, I know, but when am I going to know what's the difference? And when am I going to know when some deadly thing is out there? I guarantee you the media and the government won't be covering it. If they're lockstep and it's every story every single day, it's probably a lie. That's kind of how it works. And for the last 13 years, boy, I sure have noticed that. It's when they're in lockstep, hold on. You're probably getting really bad information. And they're the ones telling you it's good information. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up anymore. Lies, lies, and more lies. The New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go to thenewamerican.com.